fishing float cast into still water reflecting a crescent moon, the line tracing back to a buoy sitting in the crescent curve holding a rod. The moon hangs in dark blue skies amongst glittering stars and cotton wool clouds. The word DreamWorks appears, then fades into a rising sun over sea, mountains and a tolling bell tower, underscored by the title Montecito Picture Company. DreamWorks Pictures and the Montecito Picture Company present Road Trip. On the Riverside campus of Ithaca University, a young man, Barry, wearing a blue university sweatshirt, grey trousers, trainers and a trimmed half beard, is giving a campus tour to a group of prospective students and their parents.
Welcome to the University of Ithaca. This is it right here. This is what we're talking about. I'm going to give you a good tour today, show you as much as you need to know, plus a whole lot more, actually. So this is the main area of the university. Okay, you'll be getting used to this area. This is sort of where you would congregate with your friends and classmates. Coming around me, everyone. Coming around me, okay? Keep close. Don't straggle. I've had problems with stragglers before, okay? They get lost in the back. They get hit by trucks, okay? It's not pretty. It's not pretty when it happens. This is the... This is the Joseph H. Nelson Memorial Library here, okay? It was built in the
1600s. 1600s? It says 1951.
There's a large plaque on the wall and people giggle.
Yeah, that's the address. Okay? Wise ass. That's the psychology department. Each semester you'll be expected to volunteer for some cutting-edge experimental testing. Kind of cool. Just a tip, when it's your turn, remember to wear loose clothes, no metal, and be prepared to receive several heavy doses of electric current. They're watching us right now. Over there is the Department of English. I see most of you speak English already, so we can skip that one.
How long have you been going to school here?
8 years.
You don't seem to know anything about it here. This is the worst tour ever.
This is the worst school ever. I mean, doesn't anything cool ever happen here?
Yeah, I mean, cool stuff happens here. This University of Ithaca is the coolest place in the world.
That's because he's probably never been anywhere else.
Go ahead, laugh. Laugh all you want, but the fact of the matter is this is the setting for the greatest story ever told, okay? It's about this guy I knew, Josh Parker, and his girlfriend Tiffany, and it's one of the most fascinating journeys ever.
A home movie.
Josh and Tiffany were always together, starting from when they were really little. They did everything as a team. Once when Tiffany was 10 years old, she had her tonsils taken out. Josh stayed in the hospital for 3 straight days. They were best friends. And eventually what started out as friendship blossomed into some serious French kissing and lots of heavy petting. You know, they spent so much time together that even their dogs started dating. They seemed destined to be together forever. But after high school, they faced their most challenging challenge ever. A long-distance relationship. See, unfortunately, while Josh was enrolled here at the wonderful University of Ithaca, Tiffany went off to veterinary school in Austin, Texas. But they made a pact, a promise to stay true to each other, to talk every day, and maintain an exclusive relationship. But that turned out to be more difficult than either of them had ever imagined.
Tiffany!
Hey, baby.
Oh, my God. You were amazing last night. I never, ever came like that before.
Come on.
Seriously, I had to take 2 birth control pills this morning.
You want to help me study again tonight?
Forget tonight. Come over now. Let's blow this class off.
Tiffany and her new boyfriend start to make out against a tree. They kiss, then Tiffany pulls off her top to reveal a white bra. Josh sits bolt upright in bed. It's been a bad dream. He staggers out of bed, picks up the phone from the dressing table, sits back in bed, and dials.
Tiffany and Carla can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave a message, we'll call you right back. Hey, Tiff, it's me, again. Just wondering where you are. Still trying to get a hold of you. Everything's cool, though, and I'm sure I'll catch you later. But call me back, okay? Okay, bye.
He straightens his hair and looks at the TV and video recording camera.
I just wanted to add something before I sent this video off. I haven't talked to you in a few days, and I'm starting to think you don't like me anymore. No, I'm kidding. Hey, guys. But I am getting a little worried, so give me a call when you get a chance, okay? Barry says hi. So give me a call as soon as you can, okay? I miss you. Call me, okay? Bye.
His roommate has entered with Barry, the tour guide.
What's up, guys?
Not much. You?
Nothing. I was just finishing my tape to Tiffany.
Hey, Mitch. What are you doing? Are you hungry? Huh?
Are you gonna feed him?
No, I'm checking the temperature inside of his cage. Mitch needs an evenly distributed 85 degrees to survive.
Mitch is a python in a glass cabinet.
Can I drop a mouse in?
Sorry, Mitch only eats once a week on Saturdays.
Maybe we could cut a mouse in half, and we could feed him half now and the other half on Saturday.
I don't think so. I thought you had class now.
What time is it? Oh, shit. Can you do me a favor? When this is done rewinding, will you drop it in the mail for me?
No problem. Just leave it there.
Thanks, man. I'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Can we please feed him now?
No. If you overfeed him, he could die.
So, it'll be worth it.
Josh races across the campus lawns.
Josh!
Beth! Hey!
Hey.
What's going on?
Not much. Where have you been?
Nowhere. Just studying a lot. Starting to question this whole college thing. No one told you there's this much reading involved.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you going to Yale's tonight?
Yeah, I'll be there. I gotta run. My class started 5 minutes ago.
Okay, then I'll see you tonight.
Yeah, sorry. Good night.
A blonde bespectacled guy watches them from behind a tree, then approaches the pretty girl.
So, you have a thing for that guy now, is that it?
It's none of your business, Jacob.
I can just tell you like him, that's all.
I'm not having this conversation again.
What conversation?
You need to stop all this, okay? You and I were not a couple. We've never been a couple, and we will never be one.
Now, this week, I'd like you to think about Plato's dialogues of the Middle Years, i.e., the Republic, Phaedo, Symposium. Now, this will all be on next week's midterm, so I suggest you read up on it. Jacob, do you have anything to add?
Just a reminder, the midterm will cover all of the in-class lectures as well as all of the assigned readings. It will be entirely essay form, so bring legal pads. I prefer yellow. It's easier on the eyes.
Okay. Okay? Yeah. Thank you, Jacob. And see you all next week for the midterm.
Jacob is the blonde guy who spoke to the pretty girl. Now he approaches Josh.
Josh.
Yes.
I saw you hitting on Beth. Not a good idea. She's spoken for.
What?
She'll come back to me. They always do.
So, Mr. Parker, do you intend to be ready for this exam?
Yes, sir.
Well, you better be ready. Because I was looking over the books last night, and you need a B on this test just to pass this class.
Actually, now, I double-checked that, Professor. He needs a B+. We're not going to be able to bend on this.
Yeah, I got it.
Just copy off someone.
I can't. It's all essays and stuff. You know, if I fail this class, my average is shot. You know, I might lose my financial aid. I could not be allowed back next semester.
Well, you're fucked then. You might as well come to my party tonight. Hook up with Beth and at least enjoy your last week at college.
I'm not hooking up with anyone. All right? I made a commitment to Tiffany. I'm invested in this relationship.
Invested? Who are you, Charles Schwab? Would you listen to yourself? I would give my life for one evening of consensual sex with that girl.
Look, I've gone this long without cheating. I think I can hold out.
You're already cheating. Anytime you pass up sex, you're cheating on yourself. Think about it, Josh. You're in college. The window of opportunity to drink and do drugs and take advantage of young girls is getting smaller by the day.
I gotta make a call.
I'm telling you, you pass this up, it'll haunt you for the rest of your days. Your dick will never forgive you. What do you think, little man? Don't you ever want to experience something new?
crazy being Josh's penis. I mean, we've been here for over 2 months now, and I feel like I'm in a coma or something.
Stop it.
I wish I was your dick, EL, because this is torture. If something doesn't happen soon, I'm just going to pack up my balls and leave.
Enough.
Hello?
Carla, hi, it's Josh. I'm sorry to bother you again. Is Tiffany around?
Tiffany is not here. She didn't sleep here last night. Again. And it would be great if 1 hour went by when you didn't call.
Right.
If she wanted to talk to you, she'd call you. Deal with it.
Bitch!
Does she sound hot?
We've never gone this long without talking. Something is definitely wrong.
Yeah, she found someone else, just like you should do. The clock is ticking, my man. Before you know it, you're going to be 40 and you're going to have to pay for these kind of girls.
Josh decides to go to the party after all. Josh is obviously quite popular and is greeted by many of the guests as he enters the house where there's dancing, smoking, drinking, drug taking, and a live band. He picks up a drink and is lifted into the air in a bear hug by the friend who invited him. Elsewhere, his roommate introduces a girl to a joint, and Barry sat on a bed upstairs with two girls.
I should really warn you, though, it's been known to severely affect your decision-making abilities and lowers your inhibitions.
Good, that's the plan.
No, yes, that is the plan.
Bring some cash?
What?
You've got shit for sale.
What?
Trust me, I've been going to this school for 7 years, and I know the key to a well-rounded college education is experimentation. Here, let me show you.
This is an auction. Now remember, you are not buying the girl. You are buying her company. And no way does a sale constitute sexual relations. Oh. I know, believe me, I've tried. So anyway, without further ado, let's introduce you to our first person. Laura! Laura's from Long Island. Her favorite color is blue. She likes the outdoors and she loves good seafood. Okay, let's start the opening bidding at $5.
$3.50.
Good God, Winnie Bags. She's not a happy meal.
$5.
Okay, we got $5. Do I hear $10?
$10.
Who's got 15? $15 for a lovely evening with Laura.
$15.
Okay, we got 15. Give me 15. Going once. Going twice. Sold to the captain.
Beth sees Jacob waving at her and goes to the next room looking for help.
There you are.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on?
Oh, not much.
You look great.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Listen, Jacob's here and he's a total psycho. Can you go outbid him?
You know what? I didn't bring that much money with me.
Oh no, you don't understand. He's obsessed with me.
See? It's fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I want you two to kiss each other.
All right, has anyone seen Beth? Uh-oh, there she is. Say hi to the crowd, Beth.
Hi.
Can I hear a $5 opening bid for the beautiful Beth right
now? $5 right here.
Who can beat five?
Six.
Seven.
Seven. Here we go.
$10.
$10! Going once. Going twice.
$15.
20.
25.
25. Who could be 25? Going once? Going twice.
26.
26. Going once.
30.
Okay, can anyone beat $26?
I just said 30.
I mean, there's gotta be someone out there who can beat $26.
Me right here! 30!
Sold! To my man Josh for $26.
Heard me. I bid $30 loud and clear.
Your bid didn't count.
Why?
Because you're a TA.
So?
So this auction is for students only. Goodbye.
Jacob is shown the door by the host. The party is now in full swing, and Josh dances with Beth.
Thanks for doing that. I owe you one.
You owe me more than one.
Do I?
Technically.
Well... Are you ready to collect?
I think so.
Beth leads Josh off the dance floor.
lot of fun. We're having a good time.
Barry and the girls are topless. He rubs their nipples and they touch his. Meanwhile, Josh selects music and Beth takes off her cardigan. She walks to the dresser and sees a card from Tiffany.
Who's Tiffany Henderson?
It's just some girl I used to date since I was like 5. But that's over now. She blew me off.
Oh, poor baby. You must be very hurt. Do you need some special attention?
Well, I am pretty upset.
Beth removes his shirt and they kiss.
Did that help?
That helped a lot.
She pushes him onto the bed, then looks at the camcorder and picks it up.
I have an idea. What do you say?
Oh, I don't think so.
Come on, it'll be fun. I've always wanted to try this.
No.
Yes. I'm gonna interview you.
She presses the record button.
Fine. Okay.
Okay, Josh.
Yes.
What do you look for in a girl?
Well, let's see. She should be smart and funny.
Beth removes her skirt.
That's good.
Do you feel better yet?
I feel a little bit better, yeah, a little more.
What else do you look for?
She should be attractive, mm-hmm, and nice and...
Seductively, she takes off her top.
Topless and topless. And she should kiss me.
Now naked except for her knickers, Beth climbs on top of him and they kiss, the camcorder recording everything.
What else?
She shouldn't stop kissing me. Why'd she keep doing that?
She lies back on top of him and their images play on the television. Next morning, three of the friends are in Josh's room as Barry plays guitar and sings.
Tiny salmon swimming in a stream. Tiny salmon chasing that impossible dream. The minor bird says, ah! Ah! The chimpanzee says, ee! The friendly owl says, ooh! But the salmon can only say. And it's sad.
Josh enters in a happy mood.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. How are you? And you and you.
What are you so happy about?
I don't know. Do I seem happy this morning?
Well, you're bouncing around. You're like your Richard fucking Simmons.
Yeah, you do seem unusually lighthearted today, Josh.
Huh. Maybe it's because I had the best time of my life last night. Twice! And once this morning.
You and Beth?
Oh, yeah. Shut up. What happened?
No way. You're lying.
I'm not lying.
All right, you can't make out with someone then pretend that you had sex with them. That's really, really uncool.
I'm not pretending.
Forget it. I know you're lying. I guarantee he's lying.
You want to bet?
Great, I'm going to bet money on something you can't prove.
First Josh, and then all of them look at the camcorder.
You videotaped it!
No, I didn't. Give me that. EL, give me that.
No way, this is amazing.
I was kidding. Just give it back to me, okay?
from the tape.
Huh? Come on, Josh. We're all gonna see it sooner or later. Huh? Huh?
He's got a point.
Oh no! Oh no!
Okay, oh! Give it to me. BL, no.
Josh, please. We need this.
Okay, listen, seriously. You can never tell anyone you saw this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Barry, hit the lights. It's boner time.
They pull the blinds, turn off the lights, and gather round the television. But what they see is the video Josh made for Tiffany.
Hey, Tiff. It's me, coming to you live from Ithaca, New York.
I thought I asked you to mail this yesterday.
I miss you.
Yeah, you did. It was on your desk. I mailed it this morning.
Barry, fast forward to the horny stuff.
I got a girl. Is this the kind of shit you've been sending Tiffany?
Name Tiffany.
Oh, my God.
Got you.
Oh, fuck! Oh, God.
No.
Oh, God.
Wait a second. Tell me you mailed the Beth tape to Tiffany.
Josh nods.
Yes! Shit! Oh, no! Oh, no!
Hey. Did you make a copy? Because if you made a copy, we could watch the copy.
Don't answer it!
Hey, it's Josh and Ruben. Leave a message.
Hi, Josh. It's Tiffany. Sorry we haven't spoken, Listen, my grandfather passed away. I've tried calling you a few times, but no one picked up. And I didn't want to leave this message on your machine. But, by now you're probably a little worried, so... Anyway, I'm at my parents' house helping my mom out. She's really a wreck. If I don't speak with you, I'll call you Monday when I'm back at school. I'll be okay. I just need some time. Bye. I love you.
Well, that's not fair. How come she gets to see the tape and we don't?
She gets back there Monday. It leaves me 3 days to get there.
Get where?
Austin?
It's like 10,000 miles from here.
1,800.
You want to drive 1,800 miles in 3 days? Just fly.
Do you have money for a ticket?
I don't. All right, so we're driving.
You're coming?
What else am I going to do? Stay here and learn? Road trip.
Hold on.
He's probably jacking off.
EL could have been right as a geeky looking guy opens the door, smiling guiltily.
What do you guys want?
Kyle, this is an emergency. Wait, let me at least go back and call my dad.
Call your dad? Would you listen to yourself? You're 19 years old and you're a fucking sissy. All you ever do is sit in a library and play Miss with those exchange students. It's pathetic.
No. What he's trying to say is this is your chance to do something for once in your life. Be a risk taker. Come with us.
You guys are just saying that because you want my car.
No. No, we've always liked you.
Or he can just give us the car, Kyle. I mean, that would make him a risk taker, right?
Shut up. All right. He's coming with us. Come on, Kyle. It'll be fun.
Aren't you even curious where we're going?
No.
Okay, we're going to the University of Austin. You sure you don't want to come with us?
I never really liked Massachusetts.
Austin's in Texas, not Massachusetts. I think you're thinking of Boston. You've never left this town, have you, Barry?
No, not really.
You should look into that. That could turn into a debilitating phobia.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that. Hey, can I feed Mitch?
Yes, actually you can. You can feed him. But not till tomorrow. There's a brown box full of mice next to his cage. Give him one tomorrow. And no messing around, Barry, okay? Just one.
Yeah, I'll feed him my mouse tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. You can count on me, okay? I'm reliable, okay? You guys do good, okay? Have a good trip. Safe trip. Safe journey.
As the car reverses onto the road, Barry climbs onto the bonnet and then the roof before jumping off.
So off they went. They had 1,800 miles to go and only 3 days to do it. It was a killer journey to say the least, and it was
one that changed them all forever. The end.
Barry tells his tale in the college football stadium, the youngsters and parents sitting silently in front of him.
So we're gonna go look over
whoa,
here.
Whoa, 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 that's it? This story sucks.
That can't be the whole story. What happened with the tape?
Right, the tape. Well, like I said, they were on a race against time.
The car drives over a long metal bridge spanning a wide river before they enter a tunnel. It's Friday, 1:08 p.m., New York State border. As they roll past homesteads, EL is driving and Josh navigating, while Kyle hangs out of the back passenger window.
Alone on the road brings a tear to the Indian's eye.
Since we get to see the tape, can you at least describe it to us?
No.
The elephant won't forget what it's like inside his cage. The ringmaster's telecaster sings on an empty stage.
At least admit that Beth is amazing.
I admit it. She's amazing. She's perfect.
All right, there you go. I don't know why you feel so guilty, Josh, because technically you haven't cheated on Tiffany anyway.
What are you talking about?
Well, there are these rules that guys have. An understanding as to what exactly constitutes cheating. Take your situation, for example. It's not cheating. It's never cheating when you're in a different area code, not to mention a different state.
That makes no sense.
Hey, don't look at me, Kyle. Okay, I didn't make up the rules.
No, this is legit. I've actually read an article about this. There's a whole bunch of them. It's like, they're like loopholes, right? For argument's sake, let's say that you were sleeping with two girls at the same time. It wouldn't be cheating because they would cancel each other out.
Ah, exactly. Or if you're too wasted to remember, it is not cheating. Because if you can't really remember it, it never really took place. Uh-huh.
Okay, I've got one. Are you ready? It's not cheating if you spread peanut butter all over your testicles and let your dog lick it off.
Oh! Oh!
Because it's your dog!
Jesus Christ! Oh!
You know, because it's your dog.
No, yeah, we got it.
As the car cruises down a long straight highway, Barry kicks open Josh and Ruben's door and picks up a box of mice.
Somebody's gonna die tomorrow. That's right. One of you is marked for death. And first thing tomorrow morning, the chosen one will experience nature's wrath in all its fury.
He picks up a white mouse by its tail as Beth walks in.
Who are you?
I'm Beth.
Are you here for the feeding?
Excuse me?
You're early. It's not till tomorrow. But you should come back. It's gonna be a bloodbath.
I think I'll pass. Have you seen Josh?
He went to visit his girlfriend.
Tiffany? I thought they broke up.
I mean this girl, who's a friend of his. You know what I mean.
Where did he go?
Austin? Austin, Massachusetts?
You mean Boston, Massachusetts?
Yeah, that's what I said. Boston. The University of Boston in Massachusetts.
He's such an asshole. I can't believe he just lied to my face like that. I actually thought he liked me. How could he do that?
Wait, she was standing around topless? Girls just don't stand around naked.
Yeah, they do, okay? This is my story, okay? Do you want to hear it or not?
It just doesn't make any sense.
Please, no interruptions, okay? So, this other girl walks up, totally hot, okay? Naked, really naked.
I know guys can be jerks. I guess I just thought Josh was different. I liked him. Sweetie, listen to me, okay? They're all the same. All men are perverted pigs. All they think about, all they really care about is sex.
You're so right. You should go to Boston and bust his ass, right? Confront him and his little girlfriend.
Beth considers this option, while in a hypermarket, the road trip boys are stocking up with equipment and food.
Kyle, come here for a second. Look, we're a little short in cash right now, so we're gonna need to put this on your credit card. We'll give you the cash when we get back, I promise.
I can't. It's my dad's. It's for emergencies only.
Hello? This is an emergency. We need this stuff. You want us to sleep in the dirt?
Kyle pays out, and it's back on the road again.
Well, I'd say we're officially in no man's land. We've been on this road for over an hour.
This is gonna save us 5 hours minimum, so you can thank me later, though, Josh, okay?
Maybe we should just turn around and go back to the interstate.
We're not going back.
Yeah, we're not going back. Have some faith, Kyle. It's supposed to be a challenge. That's why they call it a shortcut. If it was easy, it would just be the way.
A fallen bridge.
Damn it!
Yep.
I give us about 20 minutes before our first ass raping. What do we do now? If we turn around, we're gonna lose 5 hours just backtracking.
Turn around? Why, because of this? We can make it.
Make it? You mean jump it? No, absolutely not. No way, we're going back.
It can be done. This incline here is 30 degrees roughly, right? The car's, well, the factory weight of the car is 1,600 pounds. Add our weight plus cargo, we're talking 2,100 pounds.
No.
If we hit this thing at 50 miles per hour, our trajectory will clear 10 feet. Easy.
No way, absolutely not.
Kyle, we'll go 60 just to be certain.
We're going back. This is impossible.
No.
Are you sure?
No.
Of course I'm sure. With physics, I'm always sure, yes.
I'm driving.
I don't think you guys heard me. This is my car, and we're not going to be jumping over any rivers.
Kyle, it's 10 feet. Bob Hope could jump this in a golf cart. Look, I can spin across this gap.
EL's spit lands and sends more of the bridge crashing down.
Yeah. Well, better make it 75.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do it.
Trust me, Kyle. It's science.
No, you guys. No. EL, get out of my car.
Kyle, in the car. Come on.
The car backs up for a run at the bridge. They all strap tight their seat belts, and Kyle puts on a helmet.
We're okay.
EL guns the engine. The wheels spin, then grip.
You know we need to hit 60, right?
I'm trying. This car sucks.
They hit the ramp at speed and sail over the river and land heavily on the other side. As the car slams onto the road, it bounces into the air, sending the number plate and bumper flying, whilst the headlights are dislodged.
Thank you! Yes! What did I tell you?
The wheels fall off and the airbag inflates. They inspect the wrecked car. Kyle's distraught.
Oh my God. Oh my God. My father is gonna kill me when he finds out about this.
I only said we make it across. I never said anything about the wheels taking off.
What the hell are we gonna do now? I'm totally screwed. I don't have time to be walking. The ones right now!
Josh, look, we're gonna call a tow truck, we'll have the axles fixed. We'll probably lose half a day at most. It'll be fine, it's just the wheels.
The car explodes in a ball of flames as they walk away. They turn as one to look at the burning wreck. Meanwhile, Beth's on a coach to Boston.
The minute I think I feel something for someone, they just turn around and screw me over. I think. Just. Something about Josh. He's just different. I mean, I feel like we had a connection. I don't think I'll ever be able to trust a guy.
You shouldn't.
Honey, the last time I trusted a man was back in 1985, and he took off with my sister and my van. And it was a regular size van. That was before they started making that minivan crap.
So there's no hope.
Oh, there's hope. But it comes with batteries.
The woman hands her a penis-shaped vibrator.
You can keep that.
God. Oh, crap.
Listen, guys, we're gonna have to be more careful. We almost died in that explosion back there.
I wish I'd died.
I'm serious. I can't die young. Something tells me the people of Earth are gonna need me. I must live.
Yeah, right. We all must live. Before we do that, we must figure out how to get back on the road. We shouldn't be going to sleep right now.
They've walked to a quiet motel. Next morning, Reuben walks into the reception office where a long-haired man in thick glasses is following a televised art class, badly. He's ignoring the telephone.
We don't want a whole bunch of color there, just where you are. There. Maybe. There. Let's bring this one distinctly through. That'll push.
Excuse me. I'm sorry, do you need to get that?
Do you need something?
Yeah. This is sort of an unusual question, but do you have any marijuana I might be able to buy from you? Our car exploded last night, and I'm practically all out of my own.
Am I a drug dealer? No, I am not. Thank you for asking, though.
No, okay, that's okay. Thanks.
Is there anything else I can help you with? Perhaps you'd like an 11-year-old prostitute sent to your room. We can do that. Or maybe we can off someone for you. Well, how's that sound? I've got it. Why don't we start small? Would you like a fresh towel? Maybe you could roll that up and smoke it. By the way, Cheech, that credit card you guys gave me last night was maxed out, so don't go spending all your cash on needles and guns just yet.
In an upstate New York diner, Kyle's parents are having breakfast. It's Saturday, 7:42 a.m.
Mr. Earl Edwards, I'm sorry, sir, this card's over its limit.
Well, that's not true. You just run along and put it through your little machine again.
I ran it through three times, sir. It keeps telling me that you're over your limit. If you have another card, I'd be more than happy to...
Don't give me any attitude, son, you hear me? Now, you go fix that little toy back there, and you charge this friggin' meal to that friggin' card. We've been coming here for 20 years.
We've only been open 8 years, sir.
Do it now.
Relax. It's not that big of a deal.
Okay, you don't seem to understand me. When Josh finds out about this, he's gonna freak. I mean, you can't rent a car without a credit card. You just can't. So what are we gonna do?
Tell you what. Stay here. Take him off for breakfast or something. I'll go take care of this.
A policeman arrives at the diner.
Earl, Cookie, we have a situation. Now brace yourselves. The police have found Kyle's car, abandoned way down in Bedford, Pennsylvania. It's been blown to bits. We checked with the university, and he's not there. He's missing.
Mother of God.
He yells in the Bedford School for the Blind bus parking area. In the dispatch office, a blind secretary waters plants, and a guide dog lies on the floor. EL enters.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I was sent over here to check out bus 111, and I'm afraid I have some bad news. You seem to be having problems with the rotator splint.
Engines have rotator splints?
Yeah. She runs good now, but not for long. I can have it back to you as good as new in less than a week.
Okay. Let's see. Well, Jared's still in Aliquippa. I take it he called you from there?
Yep.
5 days. Well, I think we can work that out. Could you please not feed my dog?
I didn't.
You did so. You can't feed seeing-eye dogs treats like that. They're specially trained, so I'd appreciate it if you just left him alone. Don't roll your eyes at me.
EL looks at her, wondering if she's really blind. He grimaces, then first waves one hand at her, then both. Her face shows no reaction, but she slowly and deliberately raises a one finger, up yours gesture, to him.
French toast. Bacon, good for you. And scrambled eggs.
Thank you. Excuse me, but this has powdered sugar on it, and I ordered no sugar. I really can't have too much sugar in the morning.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look at that. You're absolutely right. I'll tell you what. Let me take this back and bring out a new piece. All right, great. Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
You know where my books and all my possessions are? Because I can't really find... Wait, no, they were in the car. The car that blew up. That's right.
That's hilarious.
The podgy waiter, now in the kitchen, picks up one piece of French toast, lifts it to his face and licks it repeatedly on both sides before sticking his tongue through it and then putting it down the front of his underpants. The second piece he flicks into the air and catches in the back of his trousers.
Right then, let me warm that up for you.
Thank you.
All right, there you go.
Thanks.
Excuse me. And the French toast will be up in just a minute.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, great.
Toast secreted, he serves coffee to the boys, then waddles away, the toast profile showing in his pants. Back in the kitchen, he replaces the toast on the plate and takes it back to Kyle.
French toast, no sugar. All right? Sorry about that.
No problem. Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks a lot. He's a nice guy.
Kyle eats the toast and smiles.
It's good.
A yellow minibus screeches to a halt outside the diner where the boys have just eaten.
Okay.
I don't even want to know how you got this.
I stole it from a blind chick.
I said I didn't want to know.
What? Give it back. Probably.
The bus sets off passing farmhouses, herds of cattle, truck sales depots and open countryside. On board they play cards and eat sandwiches. Kyle gestures horn-blowing to a truck driver and is delighted to get a response. Later, as he sleeps, EL sticks a pencil up his nose. Reuben reads a map, and later when driving, Kyle looks nervous, especially when a soft American football hits him. They speed on through autumnal, tree-lined roads and pass through West Virginia and Kentucky.
Can we please stop soon? I need to use the bathroom.
You know, actually, I don't have to go yet, so we'll stop in a couple hours.
Okay.
I'm kidding, Kyle. Well, stop. Jeez, you have to stand up for yourself every once in a while. Be a little more assertive.
Okay.
It's your deal anyways. Why are you so worried all the time?
I don't know. I guess it's my dad. He's like, strict. He really is gonna kill me when he finds out about that car.
So you screwed up. Big deal, man. People make mistakes. He'll get over it. Besides, that car sucked anyways.
I really do need to go to the bathroom.
We're making a pit stop.
What, again?
Barry talks to a mouse.
You're about to experience firsthand exactly what it means to be in the lower region of nature's food chain. Mitch is going to bite into you. He's going to squeeze. He'll actually start digesting you while you're still alive. But don't be scared.
No.
It'll be a quick death.
He drops the mouse in Mitch's glass case.
Be brave. Barely feel it.
Come on. You gonna fucking eat him?
The bus pulls up at a garage and Kyle dashes out, desperate for the toilet.
Josh, wait up a second.
This is supposed to be a road trip? All we're doing is driving the whole time. It's ridiculous.
No one forced you to come along, man.
First off, we're making great time here. Second, if Tiffany did see that tape, it'd be the best thing that ever happened to you.
What is that supposed to mean?
Beth is like an angel. She's here to help you change your life. Besides, did Tiffany ever let you videotape her? I think not. It's a sign, Josh.
Jacob answers the professor's phone and pretends to be him.
Hello?
Professor Anderson?
Who's calling?
Hi, Professor. It's Josh Parker.
Oh, yeah, hello. Josh, what can I do for you?
Well, I was in a car accident, sir.
Oh my God.
No, I'm okay. It's just, well, I'm in kind of a bind, see? All my notes and books were destroyed. So I was wondering if it was possible to get a little extension, maybe take the midterm a couple days later?
Oh, sure, yes, it sounds like an emergency. How about an extra 3 days? How would that sound? Would that work?
Yeah, well, that would be fantastic. Are you sure?
I'm just glad you're not hurt. See, I'm
marking it down right now.
Oh, that is so great, Professor. Thank you. I'll see you soon.
Okay, goodbye.
He's written fuck off.
Oh, who was that?
Oh, that was Josh Parker.
Oh, yeah? What did he want?
He was just calling to confirm the date of the exam. Such a worrier.
Kyle's parents are in Bedford, Pennsylvania, at the car wreck. Sniffer dogs search the area and investigators photograph the car.
It's gonna be okay. I'll find him. And we'll find whoever did this, I promise. It's gonna be okay.
I had to guess. I'd say somebody was raped and murdered here last night.
What the hell gives you that idea?
I don't know. It's just a feeling.
Well?
Nothing yet. Good thing is there's no evidence of a struggle. No blood or clothing, anything like that. And we hadn't found a single drop of semen yet.
Saturday, 11:12 a.m. Beth reaches Boston, not Austin.
Visiting my friend from home, although she doesn't know I'm coming. It's a surprise.
Oh, how nice. How can I help you?
Well, I've never been here before. I don't know where she lives.
What's her name? I can look it up in the student directory.
Oh, okay. Tiffany Henderson.
Beth looks at a picture of A. Tiffany Henderson, who arrives behind her wearing a K.A. t-shirt.
Do I know you?
No, you don't. Actually, I know your boyfriend.
Okay. Who are you?
I'm Beth. Can we just sit down for a minute?
Okay.
Eyes rolling, this Tiffany leads Beth across the hall of a luxurious fraternity house, and they sit down to talk.
This is really hard for me, but it's definitely something you should hear. Your boyfriend's cheating on you. With me. We were together Thursday night. Twice. And once again Friday morning. I thought you should know.
Tiffany snaps a pencil, then storms outside, where she starts to smash up a car with a baseball bat. A crowd watches as Beth catches up.
Tiffany, what the hell are you doing?
Who's that guy?
It's your boyfriend.
That's her boyfriend?
Yeah. He's been cheating on her.
Tiffany lays into the boy who's just arrived. Beth sees she's made a mistake and backs away. It's 7:36 p.m. on a dark Interstate 90. Beth is on a coach heading back. She's taken off her shoes and is asleep, her feet protruding from the end of her seat. The man in the seat behind tries to suck her big toe.
I'm sorry, but you have the most beautiful feet. Would you like a foot massage?
No, I would not like a foot massage. As a matter of fact, I would hate a foot massage.
Okay, I'm sorry, relax.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Unleash the fury, Mitch. Unleash the fury.
Barry encourages the snake to eat the mouse.
Come on, Mitch. Eat him.
Please, Mitch. Go get him, boy. He's right there. Kill him. Maim him. Bite him.
Unleash the fury!
Saturday, 8:12 p.m. University of Tennessee. The school bus pulls up.
Well, this is cool. I've never been in a fraternity house before.
Is this gonna work?
Of course it's gonna work. I know the handshake and everything.
Hi.
Hi. Can I help you?
Yeah. My name's Reuben Carver. I'm a Zeitgeist brother from the Ithaca University chapter.
My friends and I were just passing through here and we're looking for a place to party. Maybe even a place to crash.
The young black man who's answered the door looks surprised, but shares a special handshake with Reuben.
Zai, Kai.
Wow.
Everyone in the dining room is black. They all stop eating and stare at them.
Everyone, this is Reuben. Apparently, Reuben is our fraternity brother from our Ithaca chapter. These are his friends.
Listen, apparently we've interrupted your dinner,
so we're just gonna... Hey, don't be crazy. Listen, there's plenty of food to go around, all right? You guys are more than welcome to stay.
Kyle twists spaghetti onto his fork. He's squashed between two huge black guys who tower over him. He eats nervously as they nod at him.
You know, this food's actually pretty good.
Hey, you do realize this is a national black fraternity. They know you're not a member.
I'm sorry. I don't think about that kind of stuff.
Okay, relax. Okay, they're just messing with us.
No way, they're pissed because you lied. I say we get the hell out of here.
Shh. Someone's got some serious explaining to do.
Yeah, look what we found in this guy's duffel bag.
What? What is that? No, I've never seen that before in my life.
What are you guys doing here, huh? Are you in the Ku Klux Klan?
Whoa, that is not ours. That is not mine.
Okay, hold on a minute. There's obviously some explanation for this.
Hey, yeah, there is. You see, your boy here's an evil bigot.
That's right.
And now he's gonna die.
Kyle faints and falls to the floor.
Kyle. There you are. I thought we lost you there for a minute.
Am I in the hospital?
You passed out. They were messing with us, Kyle. It was a joke.
Racist. But I watch Oprah Winfrey every day.
It was a joke, Howdy. A joke.
Oh. Yeah, I get it. Sure, put a Klan hood in my bag.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Oh.
I need a wine cooler.
Hey, have mine.
Thanks.
Having welcomed them properly to the house, it's party time. Four male students step to a routine, and Kai relaxes and starts to enjoy himself. One of the big guys who sat next to him gives him another wine cooler, which he knocks back before jumping onto the stage and joining in the routine. The crowd love it, and the other dancers stop to watch Kyle perform. He throws his top off and moves into a dance which is a cross between the twist, an Irish jig and a booty shaker.
Isn't he just the cutest little thing?
Oh yeah! Kyle's the man!
A generously proportioned black girl admires the skinny Kyle's moves. Later, they sit together in the garden talking.
You mean never? Not even once?
Well, I mean, I've had sex before. Just, never with a person.
Right. Well, I think that's kind of cool.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, you should hold out. It should be special. Wait till you're in love.
I think I love you.
You are so cute.
She pulls him towards her by his ears. Passionate kissing is followed by a session in the bedroom, where Kyle, just in his boxers, is swamped by the girl who's wearing enormous leopard print pants and bra.
I take it you don't have a condom.
No, I guess I'm all out.
Well, Lawrence probably has some. Why don't you try that drawer? Next to the Old Spice behind the belts.
Good guess.
She takes it from his hand, straddles him, and starts to pull down his boxers.
You know what? I don't exactly know what I'm doing, and I'm. Oof.
Shh. Relax, baby. Let Rhonda handle this.
His instructress moves up and down on top of him in a sensuous motion. Next morning, Kyle stands at the front door, smiling and feeling his groin. There's a newfound confidence to Kyle, and everyone looks at him in amazement. Back on the bus, they reach Memphis, Tennessee. Kyle smokes a joint and is questioned. Like on a 10-pound test, smoke sets, never fast, take a guess.
I beat the early morning snow pimp, straight limping. Let's go, Kyle. We want details. What happened?
Well, we had a few drinks, danced a little, and, you know.
No, we don't know. Why don't you tell us?
He holds up the huge leopard print knickers.
What the hell is that? Did you kill a cheetah?
What? No, these are her underwear. She gave them to me.
He sniffs them.
Oh!
I boinked her!
Boinked?
Yeah, wait, did you just say the word boinked?
Well, Kyle, I certainly hope you got all the boinking out of your system, because we got a lot of driving to do today, guys. But do not get your hopes up about visiting Graceland, because right now we're all about the mission at hand.
Josh.
What?
That sounds like a really good plan, except for one little thing.
What little thing?
We're out of money.
Okay. Before I have you fill out these forms, I need to ask you a few questions, and then if you qualify, you can make a sperm deposit. Is that understood?
Mm-hmm. Fire away.
Now be honest, because if you don't tell the truth, the test will, and you won't get paid. So first off, have any of you done any drugs in the past 36 hours? And that includes marijuana. Mm-hmm. Okay, next. Have any of you had sex or masturbated in the past 24 hours?
Well, I guess I'm out, because I had sex last night with a girl.
That's nice. think you'll find everything you need right here in these binders. Would you each take a cup?
Okay.
And here's yours. And I would appreciate it if you could return those back to the front desk after you're finished.
Okay, thanks. Cheers. Excuse me. Do you have anything with Asian women? I have this thing for Asian chicks, and there seem to be none in this binder.
Sorry. This isn't Peep World. Our selection's rather limited. You're gonna have to make do.
Okay, no problem. Even more than helpful.
Something wrong?
Well, no. But I couldn't help but notice that. Is there something between us? I mean, I was thinking that maybe you might want to, I don't know, help me out with a little professional assistance.
Do you need some help?
Yes, I do.
EL, looking lasciviously at the nurse, goes into one of the rooms with her.
The moment I saw you out there, I thought you were incredible. I mean, you're not like most of the girls I know. You're a real woman.
That's fine. Could you turn around, drop your pants, put both hands flat on the table?
Oh, my God. This is great. Wow, like this?
Exactly.
Oh, I have to admit, I love you in that uniform. Do those nylons go all the way up, or are they like those thigh-high kind?
I'm going to perform a procedure on you called milking the prostate. It's an anally induced ejaculation. You're going to feel strong pressure on the prostate gland from inside your rectum.
Oh, come on now. You don't have to get all scientific on me, baby. We can just talk.
She thrusts two lubricated latex glove fingers up his anus, and he convulses in pain and pleasure.
Oh! Oh! Stop! Okay, keep doing it!
Yeah!
Oh! Ah. Oh my God!
Oh. Okay, all done.
She holds up the sample.
That was awesome.
Wait. Does that work? I mean, is it even medically possible?
Oh, yeah, it works. It works like a charm. But back to our story.
It was Sunday morning back in Ithaca when things suddenly took an unexpected turn.
Look at me, I'm a mouse. Eat me. Come on. You better eat him, Mitch, before I do. He's tasty, Mitch.
Barry dangles the mouse in his mouth by the tail as Beth walks in.
Why'd you lie to me?
He pulls the mouse out of his mouth as Beth grimaces.
I didn't lie.
You told me that Josh went to Boston.
No, I didn't. I said Austin.
You said Boston. Because of you, some guy's life is ruined in Boston.
So what? Besides, what's the difference? Wherever he went because of you.
What do you mean, because of me?
Look, it's obvious. Josh likes you. It's disgusting.
I knew you'd come back.
What do you want?
So how was your little getaway with Josh?
I wasn't with Josh.
Sure. Doesn't matter, though, because Josh won't be back next semester. He's about to flunk philosophy.
What are you talking about?
See, he thinks that he has an extension on the midterm, but thanks to a certain someone, me, he doesn't. He's such an idiot.
You are a psycho.
Distracted by Jacob's gloating, Barry's hand holding the mouse is engulfed by the jaws of the python. Screaming, he whirls the python around the room, trying to shake it off. He knocks over furniture and stereo equipment, smashes into the glass case, and throws it at Jacob, where it wraps itself around his neck. As the mouse escapes, and Beth screams.
Oh my God!
Meanwhile, the boys rock their way through the night, heading towards Dallas and singing loudly. Josh drives, they all sing, and EL gyrates between the seats.
No, no, no. Tell me not to play. Well, all that I say to you, when you tell me not to play, you say no.
No, 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 no.
So if you ask me why I like the way I play it, there's only one thing I can say to you.
The bus pulls up at a house as Barry continues his story.
That night I set the guys up at my grandparents' house for a place to crash. I haven't been to my grandparents' house in a long time. When I was 7 years old, I set their dog on fire and I haven't been invited back. But I hear it's still real nice.
I'm serious. Please, thank you. This is delicious. Those are the only words you're allowed to say, okay?
What? I'm great with old people. Grandmas love me.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Manilow? Barry's last name is Manilow?
Yeah, yeah.
His name is Barry Manilow?
Yeah.
Hi!
Oh, my goodness. Oh, look at you boys. Jack, they're here.
Jack's watching a Groove Armada video with lots of female dancers in bikinis.
Jack, Barry's friends are here. Come say hi. The boys are here.
Oh, hey, fellas.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, how's it going?
Wait, let me get up and I'll give you guys the full tour.
Oh, honey, careful. Your boner.
What do you want me to do, cut it off? I tell you what, fellas. We'll start the tour by me showing you where you're going to sleep. I'm going to show you what we call the guest room. Come on, follow me, boys.
Okay.
The guest room.
He leads the way with a huge hard-on. Kyle's parents arrive at the Bedford Motel where the boy stayed. The weird reception guy is also watching the video and reading a girly magazine. He removes the bell and ignores them.
Excuse me. You remember this kid?
No, sure don't.
Kyle's father slams him into the desk.
All right, let me ask you once more. Have you seen my son?
Al, now that you mention it, there were a few guys in here. If you loosen my arm, I could get their bill for you.
Use your other arm.
He fishes out the bill.
All right, how many were there?
I don't know, a few. Ah, four! One of them was in here trying to score drugs.
Honey, look. They made two calls to Austin, Texas. Maybe they went there.
2:18 a.m. on the Manilow residence veranda. Reuben lights a joint and is joined by Jack and his dog.
Having a smoke?
Yeah.
I can't sleep either. Goddamn Viagra gets my heart racing like a lab rat. Are you okay? You look kind of goofy.
No, it's nothing.
Come on, out with it.
Okay, well, I almost died 2 days ago.
What?
Our car exploded. Yeah, I could be dead right now. And since that happened, I find myself asking why. You know? Like, what is my reason for living?
Are you gonna pass that doobie or what?
Doobie? Yeah, sorry.
Thanks.
Jack takes a long drag on the joints and then blows smoke into the dog's face.
You know what your problem is? You're all brains, not enough cock and balls.
Actually, people have been telling me that my whole life, believe it or not. When I was in the sixth grade, I got so worried about the escalating situation in Iraq that they put me on an adult dosage of Xanax. And by eighth grade, I was in therapy 3 times a week. And the truth is, weed is the only thing that could ever balance me out. You know what I mean? Like,
Jack's staring silently into space.
You okay over there?
Hey, old man. I got the fucking munchies real bad. How about you?
The dog talks, and Jack shakes his head.
Okay, Tiffany, it's time to stop being so sad. Look at all this mail you got. Look how many nice people care about you. You even got a package from Josh.
Really?
Should we open it and see what he sent?
Yeah, come on, Tiff, let's open it.
It's a tape. Oh. We'll pop it in.
Maybe I should watch this on my own.
Oh, come on. This'll definitely cheer you up.
The girls in Austin get ready to watch the video in Tiffany's bedroom.
What do you look for in a girl?
Well, let's see. She should be smart and funny. That's good too.
What else do you look for?
She should be attractive and topless.
Uh-huh.
And she should kiss me.
Tiffany vomits and Josh wakes up from his bad dream. It's 4:50 a.m. Later in the morning, the boys pull away and the dog talks to Jack again.
Hey Jack, have that bitch make me some blueberry pancakes. Right now.
A road sign reads University of Texas as they near their destination. Monday, 8:52 a.m, University of Austin. They get out and stretch their legs. They walk across campus side by side as if in a slow motion movie clip before entering a building where a guy in reception is talking on the phone whilst looking at an internet address on his laptop computer.
www.episode2/spoilers/.
Josh closes the computer lid.
Okay, look, some people are here and they're being very rude. Okay, call you back.
I'm sorry, but we need your help. Do you know Tiffany Henderson?
Room 109.
Yeah, well, her grandfather died and she asked me to pick up her mail for her.
Oh, how sad. Do you have the key?
Well, she didn't bring it to the funeral, so I was hoping that you could see.
Oh, I'm sorry, but you need the key. Don't worry, her mail will be here, safe and sound.
It's not like that, you see? She needs something. This is an emergency.
Let's not make a big deal out of it, okay?
Well, it's not a big deal, but you need the key. Rules are rules.
No one's asking you to do anything wrong here, man. Just... you know, look away. Go have an Eskimo pie or something.
You guys are gonna have to leave, okay?
We're not leaving without that mail.
I suggest you listen to the man before you get some Jackie Chan happening on your face.
Come on, fellas, let's go right now.
That means now, asshole.
He punches Carl in the nose and jumps on the desk.
Oh, my nose!
Let me see.
Oh, God! Come on, Susie.
You're a wrestler?
You bet, Mary. You wanna go?
Let me see.
Oh, God!
He lifts Josh over his shoulder and throws him into a display table, then dives on him and grabs his groin. EL drags him off Josh, who dives over the desk to retrieve the package. EL and Reuben hold the wrestler, and Kyle picks up a fire extinguisher as campus security arrives.
Okay, everyone, freeze! This here is pepper spray, and we will not hesitate to use it.
These guys jumped me. I was just sitting behind my desk.
What?
Kyle!
Dad?
That's your dad.
Freeze, right now! Everybody freeze!
Put your weapon down now!
For Christ's sake, my son was kidnapped!
Whoa! Who was kidnapped?
I wasn't kidnapped. These are my friends from school.
What are you talking about?
We all drove down here together.
What? Then explain to me how the friggin' car got blown to hell.
Well, see,
it was stolen. That's right. It was stolen. Tell him, Kyle, wasn't it?
Uh-huh, exactly.
Stolen. What about the damn credit card?
It was in the glove compartment, and that was stolen, too.
Oh, bullcrap. This is ridiculous. Why didn't you tell us where you were?
Because I knew you'd get mad. See, look how mad you are.
I'm not mad!
Come on, you're going with me outside in the car.
Josh?
Tiffany!
What's going on?
Nothing.
Damn, dude, she is hot. Ben, my girlfriend's paging me. Can we let these people go?
It's a good idea.
I like him.
No one is going anywhere.
Bullshit, Junior. He's coming with me.
Get off of me! I'm going back with these guys.
You shut your mouth and you don't talk back to me.
Why don't you shut up?
What the hell did you just say to me?
I said you shut up. All my life you've been telling me to stand up for myself. Well, now I am. Just leave me alone, you jerk!
What are you, ungrateful?
Kyle's father grabs him and the fire extinguisher goes off. Everyone scatters to avoid the spray as Josh and Tiffany leave.
What was that all about? I mean, Josh, what are you doing here?
I just missed you, that's all.
Well, I missed you too, but it's crazy for you to drive all the way over here because you missed me.
What? I thought you'd be glad to see me.
I am glad to see you, but Josh, you have your entire life to live up at school. This isn't healthy. Besides, I realized a few things this past week, you know?
You did? Like what?
Like, we're in college. The window of opportunity to go out and have fun and meet new people is getting smaller by the day.
It is?
Come on, Josh. We've been together forever. I mean, you're pretty much the only guy I've ever been with.
What do you mean, pretty much the only guy?
Well, I was 14 and you were away at camp, but that was years ago. Besides, we're in different area codes.
You know what? I've been thinking a lot about us, too. The real reason I drove down here, actually...
Hold that thought. Hello? Yeah, he's right here. Who is this? Hold on. It's for you. It's Beth. Who's Beth?
Beth?
Hi, Josh.
What are you doing?
Look, I'm not really sure what's going on between us, but I need to tell you something.
I'm actually glad you called, because I wanted to tell you something.
Okay, you first.
Can't really talk about it right now, Beth, but I promise I'll explain everything when I get back, okay?
Really? I promise.
I gotta get going, though, okay?
Wait, don't you want to hear mine?
Right, sorry. Is it good?
Not really. Jacob lied to you. There's no extension on your midterm.
What?
He tried to trick you. If you don't get back, you're gonna fail.
What do you look for in a girl?
Oh, shit.
She should be smart and funny.
That's Are you glad I called?
That's good,
too. Yeah, yes, thank you, Beth. I'll call you as soon as I get back, okay?
All right.
Okay, bye.
Better yet?
This for me?
No better.
Hmm? Oh, God, no, you don't want...
She's playing the video from the package, but the picture cuts from Josh talking to Barry's face, then bottom, as Beth looks at Josh askance.
What the hell is this?
Hey, Ruben, I can see myself on the TV. I think it must be rewound.
It's Barry.
Hey, look. Look at that. I can see my bum. Hey, you guys...
Why would you send this to me?
So wait, you guys broke up, then you hugged... And then you left?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, loser. You always have sex with the girl one last time before you break up. Everyone knows that.
It's not like that. I've known her my whole life. She's my best friend.
So, what do we do now? You guys want to smoke some drugs?
I don't think so, Kyle. My midterm starts in exactly 46 hours, so I gotta get back. Although I'm gonna fail anyway, so it doesn't really matter, but...
Which class was it?
Ancient philosophy.
Well, I could teach you ancient philosophy in 46 hours.
You can?
Yeah, I could teach Japanese to a monkey in 46 hours. The key's just finding a way to relate to the material. Like, okay. You like pro wrestling, don't you?
Who doesn't?
Okay. Socrates. He was like the Vince McMahon of philosophy. He started it all.
The school bus speeds along the interstate highway as Reuben coaches Josh. EL eats as he drives, and then it's Kyle who's driving and tearing around hairpin bends. They arrive back at the University of Ithaca, New York, 2 days later, and 57 minutes late for the exam.
What was the 20-man battle royal?
Participation explains predication. Aristotle's won over many argument.
Right.
You know this. You'll be fine.
Josh runs into a bomb disposal robot as he turns a corner.
Freeze, right there. Don't move.
Is this philosophy?
Right, if you hear anything, give me a call. Bomb threat is serious business. It's a felon. Here, take my car.
Okay.
Okay, let's move it.
What's going on with this bomb threat?
False alarm, people. Everyone, back inside. We're gonna do this thing. That's right.
The bomb scare's over, and all the students, including Josh, take the exam in the lecture theater. Exam over, he leaves, and Beth runs up behind him.
Josh.
Thanks for calling. It's been a really weird week.
So how'd you do?
On the exam? Pretty good, actually.
You did?
Yeah.
Were you surprised? You weren't back in time for the exam, so I called in the bomb threat.
You did that? That's insane.
I wasn't gonna let Jacob get you kicked out of school. Besides, I might need your own next semester. So I did good, right?
Good? That's the coolest thing anyone's ever done for me.
Josh kisses her passionately. Back to the present, and Barry is kissing one of the students' mothers. Or is he trying to eat her? She pushes him away uncertainly.
I'm so sorry. Mom? I got carried away with the story. So anyway, Josh got a B+ on his midterm. He got to stay in college.
And I'm happy to report that he and Beth are still together. They're still really into making their home movies. In fact, they have about 70 hours of unedited amateur video. It's pretty wild. I know, because I bought some of it on eBay. That guy Jacob, he left school. He went on to become the leader of some cult out in Iowa. Eventually, he tried organizing a mass suicide. Only problem is he drank the Kool-Aid first, and well, afterwards, everyone else just kind of changed their minds. Too bad. As for Reuben, remember Reuben? Remember how he always claimed that he was destined for great things?
Something tells me the people of Earth are gonna need me.
Well, he was right. Reuben used cross-pollination to develop a strain of marijuana that is not only remarkably potent, but also completely undetectable by any of today's standard drug tests.
Oh my God.
He was named High Times Man of the Year. As for EL, despite his swinging philosophy on sexuality, he got pretty serious with some girl he met.
And you want me to use two fingers?
I believe she was pre-med.
Did I say two? Better make it three.
Then there's Kyle. Kyle and his father reconciled their differences.
Hi, Dad. Merry Christmas.
He brought his new girlfriend home to meet his parents.
Rhonda, this is my father, Earl. Dad, this is Rhonda.
Merry Christmas, Dad. Come here.
That's the end of the tour, okay? I hope each of you strongly considers becoming part of the Ithaca tradition as we lead future generations of young men and women forward into the new century. Thanks a lot. You guys were great. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
No, it was good. It was
fun.
Thank
you so much.
Thanks.
I'll see you in the fall.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
I'd just like to say thank you. I mean, that was really great.
Thank you. Thank you.
He holds and kisses the student's mother again.
Thank you.
Then lowers her down onto the grass.
Thank you.
And I don't believe you'll come back.
The end.
I'm popping, Bobby.
Goddamn right. It's a beautiful day. Goddamn right, it's a beautiful day. Goddamn right, it's a beautiful day. You